New details are emerging, meanwhile, about the secretive countrywide financial program that gave VIPs, including some members of Congress, discounts on their mortgage rates no one else could get. Turns out that we are looking at the Democratic chairman of the committee at the time who launched the investigation into the program was a beneficiary. He tried to keep that a secret when Republican Daryl Issa took over as committee chair. His subpoena unearthed Towns as a participant in the program, along with other current and former congressmen and staff. Reason Magazine managing editor Catherine Manju Ward is with me, saying that this is exactly why letting Congress investigate itself doesn't work when it comes to rooting out corruption. Good to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How can anybody have trust in congressional investigations when you hear stories like this?
You know, this is actually, it's not just a problem with Congress investigating itself, although this is a perfect example of how congressmen start to think that they're above the law. We're talking about, you know, Towns here, who was a 15-term congressman. He's set to retire. I think he just started to feel invincible. He thought, hey, I can investigate on something that I have myself done wrong and still avoid getting caught. At the same time, I think the underlying issue here is if you give a small amount of people control over concessions worth hundreds of billions of dollars, of course we're going to find ways to bribe them. Of course industry is going to find ways to nudge them a little in the right direction when it comes time for a vote.
And do you think that they actually, being part of a committee, didn't know that they were part of this program of VIPs?
You know, you don't have to be a Mensa member to be in Congress. Certainly there are a lot of guys there who are not exactly super geniuses, but there's also a lot of evidence that this was a broadly known phenomenon. It wasn't just congressmen getting these concessions, it was also their members of their staff. But I think the biggest gotcha is Pete Sessions, a member of Congress who got a loan from Countrywide, and he's on the record saying, don't give me the special rate. Please make it clear that you are not giving me the special rate. If he feels compelled to ask to not receive special treatment, it means that's the default, not some kind of who could have known thing.
So, but does it make it difficult, though, for other members of the House to say that they had no control if you've got him, Pete Sessions, saying, don't give me the better rate?
Yeah, he takes a dent, A, out of the everybody was doing it, you know, I just jumped off the bridge with everybody else argument, and B, the I didn't know argument.
How do you think this plays out going forward?
You know, I think this is unfortunately going to be one of many, many, many congressional scandals that people basically shrug their shoulders at.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple people lose their seats, but Towns was already set to retire, and this is how Congress operates, and the American public knows that, which is unfortunate.
All right, we're going to take a short break. Catherine, good to have you on the program. Thank you so much.